in Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona? I understand you had some problems. You had some issues. You had some dilemma getting here. Is that right?
Oh, my traffic thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Yes. I thought I was going to be early. I left early. I wanted to be here early. I got all the way to Easling, the railroad tracks.
I'm just amazed you left early. That's like the first part that amazes me.
I know, it's tough.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. It just doesn't compute.
I got to the railroad tracks, and I got behind somebody going, for some reason, 20. So all the way to the road out here, the road out that we turn on, whatever that road is, they were going 20. Well, you know that stop sign where you have people coming that don't have a stop up there, mm-hmm. where the cop used to sit?
Mm-hmm.
That stop sign, they almost pulled out in front of a guy. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm going to be witnessing an accident with these people.
We have the big show at Mellow Mushroom, and that starts at 5, so get out there for that. And that's Mellow Mushroom of Clemson. I will take you up to that today. Orange Bill says, so Byron Brown opting out of a bowl game is a clear sign he's going. I think the odds are he's going to Auburn. That's interesting because I think Brown can really play. And, I mean, the NFL is possible, too. I don't know. We shall see. DeVito says, what are the odds Duke wins the ACC in football and basketball? Well, they've already accomplished the difficult one, so I guess the odds are pretty good. You can get in if you want. 654-7627, 654-7627. I wrote this on Twitter last night somewhere. Here it is. The committee, buoyed by cover from the ESPN SEC propagandist brigade, kept bringing up the Alabama win over Georgia. Nope. Not the drubbing of Bama by Georgia, which just happened. That was now framed as a bonus game, despite Hunter, the chairman, saying the opposite, and despite the fact they dumped all the other bonus game losers. What's really interesting is that in bringing up the Bama win at Georgia, they neglected two key points. First and most obvious, Bama also had the worst loss of any top 15 by far. Second, and more importantly, the earlier Bama win over Georgia had already been factored into the rankings. What they did in bringing it back up was to effectively count it twice. Notice then, they didn't choose to count the Florida State loss twice. And this is the reality of the whole thing. And Herb Street is the most guilty party. He started it. He's part of that big propaganda effort. You know, he started the, they have the best win. Right. Again, all their wins that mattered came in the first half of the season. But that had already been factored in. It had been factored in to where they sat in the poll. That you don't get to factor it twice. And that's basically what they did. But they didn't factor the Florida State loss in twice, which is, you know, really ironic. Not really. Really, it's par for the course, and it was to be expected. So, you know, that's the reality of where you are. I've been thinking about this playoff a lot. And, you know, first of all, regardless of how it lines up, I think to have a 12-team playoff in college football is crazy good. And, you know, John and I John, myself, Kwok, were talking about during the break, bowl games. And you know, look, we love bowl games. Bowl games, I mean, every bowl game. We're going to have our little bowl game contest, which I usually win. We'll see if I do. But we're going to have our little bowl game contest, and I love all bowl games. I do. And I think that what's really disturbing is that people don't understand. These aren't for you anyway. The bowl games aren't for Ramona. They're not for me. They're not for William Quackenbush or John Hyde or anybody else. They're for the players. It's their last achievement. It's their last reward for achievement, whatever that achievement is. And not everybody gets to be 11-1 and go play for a playoff. No. And so they all matter. And if you actually watch the games, the kids who play in them care. They compete their butts off. They know what it's about. They're having one last go-round, and they love it. So I don't know why anybody would want to take that away or change that. I mean, I think it's a necessary and maybe the last bastion of purity we have in college football. And Kwok was right about what he was saying, which is, you know, when you take the high-priced guys out, the guys who remove themselves from the process, what you get is you get the purest version of the game. So screw the ones who leave, you know, or good luck to them, either way. But the players that stay have something to play for, and they play like that. And it matters. It matters. It matters to all of them. And I love it. So I love them all. I don't just love the playoff games. I love them all. I will be one of the few. I'll be watching all of them. Every one that I can possibly consume, I will be watching. And I promise you, as somebody who does this every year, you know, we talk about teams that lay down at bowl season, this or that. I don't really ever see that. And if you do see it, it's some team that thought they were a playoff team that were disappointed and just didn't want to show up. Like Notre Dame, had Notre Dame decided to actually go ahead and play a bowl game, they probably wouldn't have shown up for it. They would have been there in body, but they wouldn't have been there in spirit. But other than that, trust me, when you watch all these bowl games, these kids care. They play hard, and I love it. Like I said, for most of them, it's their last chance. And you know what I really don't want to see? I'll just give you a road rage a road rage premise. I do not want to see kids thrown out of bowl games. I hate it. I hate it. I hate the targeting rule. I understand the necessity of it, but I think we could change the way it functions. And I don't think ejection for a first targeting should be part of that. Second targeting, okay. But I don't think ejection should be part. And I think the standards at bowl game time or in Army, Navy or something like that. I mean, how dare an official throw a guy out of Army, Navy? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't do it. You just can't do it. And I don't want players thrown out of bowl games. A lot of them, like I said, it's their last shot. And that's, I don't like that rule anyway, and I like it a lot less at this time of year. My friend Josh Phillips dropping in. Josh, how are you, Josh? Good to have you.
Walt, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Josh.
Hope everybody,
Merry Christmas.
Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, just a couple of things. Well, you know, me and my buddies have been chuckling because the rest of the world has now figured out what a complete idiot Hunter Yurecek is. We knew it was going to happen. We were just betting on when it was going to happen when he was announced as the chairman of the college football playoff, and he didn't waste any time, proving that fact. He had just backed it up by hiring the guy out of Memphis, which is a complete loss. It's just another Chad Morris situation that is going to blow up in their face. I mean, it's Arkansas football is one of the worst run administrative.
Josh, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about that, because it seems like Arkansas is pouring gazillions of dollars into basketball and baseball. What goes on with football?
So here's what drove that. Hunter Yurecek had nothing to do with either of those. John Tyson, who is one of the seven billionaires in the state of Arkansas, yeah, is a friend of John Calipari. He actually reached out to Calipari. Hunter Yurecek wasn't even involved in that. It wasn't until Tyson reached out and said, "Hey, John, listen, we need some help over here. If I can get you the money, if I can get the NIL deal done, can we sit down and talk about it?" Of course, he was trying to get out of Kentucky towards the end of his career, and so he's like, "Hey, yeah, let's make it happen." Well, him and Tyson actually met in Las Vegas at a hotel room, and then John Tyson called Hunter Yurecek and said, "Hey, here's who we're hiring as our basketball coach." And then Yurecek comes in late and says, "Okay, we'll do the deal." The guy is basically like a puppet head. Now, as far as baseball is concerned, Dave Van Horn has been at Arkansas for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And has literally built that program. He wasn't hired under Yurecek. He was actually hired under, I'm trying to remember who the AD was all those years ago, but he's just kept winning and winning. And Baum Stadium holds about 20,000, and it's kind of self-sufficient. So that's been an ongoing process, and Dave has done really well over the last several years. The problem with football is, Hunter Yurecek institutes what I call the Jerry Jones situation. And that's where he tries to go out to prove how smart he is, and he keeps making these they hire coaches that either nobody else wants or are way past their prime. And that's what's happened with John L. Smith. That's what happened with
John L. Smith was a piece of work. I mean,
that was, and this hire might be, I'm not going to say it's that bad, but it's close.
Yeah, I don't hate, I don't hate Silverfield. I think he's done a good job at Memphis, and I think, you know, he's an offensive line guy by trade, and I don't hate it, but I think it brings up an obvious question, which goes back to what I asked you to begin with, which is, you know, listen, when you go and spend a boatload of money on Calipari and you're spending a ton of money on the basketball program, the baseball program, it just seems odd that you sort of make these bargain basement football hires.
No, that's 100%. And Yurecek was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and this should have got him fired immediately, because he literally told the fan base, "Listen, we don't have the money or the resources to compete at the national level in football." And everybody in the planet, everybody's looking at each other like, "What did he just say? We've got Walmart. We got Tyson Foods. We got J.B. Hunt. What are you doing? And I think what he's struggling with is how do you develop the NIL instead of just using the landscape and just, hey, we're going to buy players. We're going to do like Texas Tech. Look at your neighbors, Ole Miss, Texas Tech, teams of that ilk that now are in the national championship conversation that have $20, $25, $30 million payrolls. Well, you just go out and pay them. I mean, the product that's on the field for the Razorbacks is so awful, especially defensively. Now, I am glad he hired Ron Roberts as the defensive coordinator, yeah. Who's a good friend of mine. I've known Rod since he was the defensive coordinator at Tusculum, a Division II school in Tennessee, and have known him for almost 25, 30 years. He's a major upgrade defensively. The problem they have to decide is, what are they going to do as far as the NIL? How are they going to pay players? Because you're right, the money's there. And you and I have talked about this before when we were on air together. You've got to look at the landscape of the neighborhood, right? So if you're not keeping up with the Joneses and NIL, you are going to get your teeth kicked in. And then you put in coaches like Lane Kiffin. I mean, is Silverfield smart enough to beat Kiffin at LSU? I don't think so. Is he smart enough to beat Summerall that's now at Florida? I don't think so. Kalen DeBoer, I don't know whether he's going to stay or go to Penn State. There's a lot of discussion about that.
Whether he's smart enough or not, it might not be the question. If you don't have any players, then it doesn't matter how smart you are.
It doesn't matter. But part of being a head football coach in today's modern era is you have to navigate the NIL. Sam Pittman didn't understand it. And that became his undoing.
You know, and he made good hires when he first came in. But, I mean, again, you've got to have the support for the program. I mean, you know, that same type of financing that's going into basketball, I mean, it's got to go into football. But I guess you have to believe in the product in order to be able to put your money into it. I don't know. Arkansas in football just doesn't seem like a very good job right now, and they keep making
it's the worst in the country.
Right, and they keep making hires that suggest that it's not a very good job.
100%. I know you got to go to a break. Yep. Walt, appreciate
great talking
you and
to you,
Ramona.
Josh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Josh. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. When we get back, I want to look back at last year's playoff bracket, which I was sort of studying this morning. Quick break.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
This year, we have plenty to celebrate. From reuniting with loved ones, to welcoming new family members, from rediscovering the great outdoors to perfecting Let's Stay In. At Ingles, we're so proud to play a part in your everyday adventures and all your celebrations. So here's to taking a pause and taking it all in. Merry Christmas from Ingles.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit SmithJordan.com. Smith Jordan Law. Protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Texter Reitzman says, Walt, these teams never learn. Brian Kelly emerging as a candidate at Michigan. No, that'd be like an NFL hire. You know, a guy just gets fired and they just move him around. I mean, I don't know why you would even consider hiring Brian Kelly. Now, he might sort of fit with the culture. You know, the funniest thing to me, I brought this up once before. I don't think I got much traction, but the funniest thing to me is I think it's Allstate. I want to say it's Allstate. I don't care who it is. They're running a commercial where this dude in a Michigan gear who's sitting in the stands, he's totally dressed up as a Michigan Wolverine, is stealing the cotton candy from the little girl in front of him, and he gets caught because it's up on the big screen that he's stealing her cotton candy. And I just don't think that's an accident. I don't think they picked Michigan by accident. Michigan Michigan is like this, is now like Captain Evil in terms of the way they run their program and everything else. And I just do not think, I think that was a very targeted ad. I don't think that was coincidental. I don't think out of the whole country, they just happened to pick Michigan. I think they picked Michigan because Michigan is are basically viewed as ne'er-do-wells right now. And so I think it, and the first time I saw that commercial, I almost choked. It was hysterical. I loved it. I mean, I loved it. But I don't think it was by, I don't think it was by accident. But Brian Kelly to Michigan, to me, would be an absolute non-starter. But listen, I don't know. But to me, look, in terms of how I view jobs, okay, I think Michigan, Penn State, LSU, those jobs are all on the same level, exact same level to me. I think they're all great jobs. They all have all sorts of history. Penn State has some of the most storied history in football. Obviously, Michigan does. And Penn State apparently willing to spend money now they are, to try and make this hire look better. You know, $30 million recruiting budget and $17 million for more for assistant coaches than Franklin was getting. They basically spent $50 million in addition to Campbell's salary. But to my way of thinking, if Kalen DeBoer gets offered the Michigan job, he gone. I think Kalen DeBoer will take that job in a heartbeat if he's offered it. Maybe I'm wrong. I just hear too much. Again, there's generally a germ of truth when people talk about these things constantly, and I don't think DeBoer fits in Alabama. I think he already knows he doesn't fit in Alabama, and I think he would like an exit strategy. And I think that exit strategy could occur in a number of different ways, depending on how this all plays out. I mean, if, for example, Fish takes the Michigan job, I would not be shocked to see DeBoer return to Washington. It would not surprise me at all. I think he was much happier there than he is now. Look, I don't think it's an issue of North guy coaching Southern school, Northern guy coaching Southern school. I don't think that's it. I don't think DeBoer fully understood Alabama.
They will run you off the road.
Right. I don't think he fully understood what he was getting into in terms of the way they view football in Alabama. That's the part. I don't think it has anything to do with where he's from versus another region. I think it just has to do with the way Alabama people view football. And I don't think DeBoer holds it in quite the same level. And I think he suffered as a result. And I don't think, you know, when he was in Washington, he had it made. You know, anything he did, the fans loved. It was all amazing. It was an amazing journey. Well, that's not how it works in Alabama. You lose one game and they want to get rid of you. You know, especially when you're the guy who followed Saban. So I think the speculation about DeBoer and his fit, whatever you want to call it, at Alabama is real. And therefore, since he isn't a Midwest guy, if he were to get the offer of the Michigan job, I think he goes. And that would open up the Alabama job. And now, if the Alabama job opened again, I guess one obvious question would be, would Dabo Swinney be a candidate? Because I didn't think the first time, I didn't think there was a chance in the world Dabo Swinney would leave. I'm not as certain this time. I don't, you know, it's nothing I've ever spoken to him about. So I wouldn't have any insight into it. But nothing would surprise me. Now, would Alabama be as anxious at this point? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I think it would bear watching, considering we have a presidential change at the university, et cetera. You know, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have changed. If that Alabama job opens up again, you know, they're going to need a candidate or two or five. You know, who knows? I mean, I could see them calling at the very least. And I would not be surprised if it does open up. If if DeBoer's actually a candidate at Michigan, I would not be surprised if he takes that job. In fact, I would almost expect him to, just based on what we've heard. Again, I think he would love an exit strategy. Now, he's in the playoff, at least for a game, and we'll see how that all develops and how it all plays out. But we are still in the musical chairs coaching business right now, and not much. Some things have been settled, but have they really been settled? Because now Michigan is open, and listen, there is still a legitimate possibility based on everything we hear that Notre Dame could open. If Notre Dame opens, then who knows what the truth is. Now, I just read about some of their commit that Marcus Freeman just landed, and given his character, it almost makes me think that maybe that's not the case. Nonetheless, there's rampant speculation about Marcus Freeman and the Giants. And if Freeman, first of all, we've never seen anything like this. This is just insane. I mean, you know, the major jobs, the biggest jobs in America, many of the biggest jobs in America opened up this cycle. And there's been a lot of liar's poker. Some have been filled, but we don't know the end game of some of these situations. And now Michigan, one of the biggest jobs in the history of the planet. I mean, you can make a case that Michigan's the biggest job in the history of the planet. The numbers will say that. The numbers bear that out. The win total bears that out. Most wins. I don't know. And then if Notre Dame opens up, look, Urban Meyer always wanted the Notre Dame job. If that job opened up, could Urban Meyer leave the booth, leave the panel business, and get back into coaching? I don't think there's any other job that Urban Meyer would do that for, with the possible exception of Notre Dame. He used to have that written in his contract. So if that opens up, that would not shock me. That would not shock me at all. But that's where we are. I mean, we are in the wild, wild west still of an all-time wild, wild west season. And we still don't know where all the dominoes. Again, are all the people who re-upped and enhanced their salary situation, all of the candidates who re-upped and enhanced their salary situation off of the Penn State job, are they also out on the Michigan job now? Are they all settled, or could that change? I'm guessing most of those people are going to stay settled, and maybe would have anyway. Maybe would have just used it. Look, that's the world we live in. You don't have to go anywhere to be paid anymore. You can be paid anywhere now, and that's one of the major changes in the collegiate athletic landscape, period. It's true in basketball too. You don't have to go to one of the traditional powers to be paid. Guys are getting paid all over the globe. You know, so you don't need to do that. You don't need to really chase the money. You can stay and get paid where you are. The grass isn't always greener. The pressure changes. Kalen DeBoer really sort of had it made at Washington. I think Washington was a Caleb DeBoer type place. And then he went to Alabama where, you know, I think he's found an entirely different environment in terms of expectation level that I don't think he fully grasped. And again, this dude does not look happy. He looks like he is sitting on a red hot poker all the time. And so I would not be at all surprised if they lose, you know, I don't know. I mean, if he loses to Oklahoma, I don't know what the timetable is for Michigan. I don't know. But if Fish, the Washington coach, takes the Michigan job, I could see DeBoer returning to Washington, and I could see Washington going after him in a big way. Still, if DeBoer himself decides is offered the Michigan job, I think he would take that. And now we're talking about Alabama being open, and again, one of the biggest jobs. But how many people are going to be anxious to walk into that situation? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think DeBoer has already had reservations. So we'll see. There's a lot of madness still to come on the coaching search. All right. When you look back on last year, if people have forgotten already, Ohio State won the national championship. But here's something I bet you did forget. Ohio State did that out of the eighth seed. They won the national championship out of the 8th seed. You know, we talk about the teams that get byes. Ohio State did not get a bye. They were not the number one seed. Oregon was the number one seed. Oregon was unbeaten. Oregon was the, I don't want to say prohibitive favorite, but they were a significant favorite to win the national championship. You know, I personally thought Ohio State would beat them when 8 played 1, and that happened. Because, quite honestly, Ohio State should have beat them out at Outset, or should have beaten them in the first game. So I was not surprised by that outcome. We're going to talk more about this on the other side, but actually, Ramona, we're going to talk about it now because I just realized something. All right, so I think when you look at this field from 1 to 12, everybody knows who 12 was. 12 was Clemson, and that seems... Man, that seems like a lifetime ago now. It just does. And Clemson lost that game to Texas 38-24. Texas was the 5 seed. Arizona State was a 4 seed. They received a bye. They wound up playing Texas in round 2. Elsewhere in round 1 and or byes, Oregon, the 1 seed, received a bye. Georgia, the 2 seed, received a bye. I knew they wouldn't be around long. I predicted Notre Dame to beat them, and they did. The number 3 seed was Boise State. They received a bye. Yes, Boise State received a bye as a 3 seed, and this is why the SEC demanded change in the operating structure of this. They did not want conference champions to be automatically handed the keys to the Ferrari and those first-round byes, so they got their wish on that front. Elsewhere, Indiana was a 10. They met number 7 seed Notre Dame in round 1. Notre Dame won that game 27-17. It was a game they got out in front, and Indiana made a bit of a rally, and people still criticize and critically panned Indiana. Elsewhere in round 1, Penn State was the 6th seed, and they played 11 seed SMU, and they obviously destroyed SMU 38-10. The weather was not conducive to any SMU productivity. Neither were those two defensive ends led by Abdul Carter. As we said, Oregon received a bye. Tennessee played at Ohio State. Ohio State came into again, as we look back on last year's field, remember that Ohio State came into the field with like no momentum whatsoever. They were an 8 seed. People wanted to fire Ryan Day. If you remember, when they played Tennessee, oh, we'll get to this on the other side. Waltip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry? You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Brr! When it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and high-vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the Upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17. And at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. Right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch. So you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement, 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line, $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar. Where every day is game day.
Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. Let me tell you about Yoder. It's established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, which they certainly are. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. I mean, it's enormous. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. You've heard many people call in and talk about Yoder's. Bengal John, who builds docks, is a regular Yoder's customer, talked about how great they are. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for your next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com, goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. You'll 100% thank me later. Butch, how are you, Butch?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for letting me in, Walt, man. Appreciate it. Hey, I did a little more research on this quarterback I was talking to you about yesterday.
Yeah.
His name's Landon Duckworth.
Right, right.
He's out of Alabama High School, one of them high schools down there.
Yep. Yeah.
He's 6'3". Oh, you know him?
No, I know. Look, I had some people write me and say that he has a good arm and such. I've not had a chance yet to watch his film, but I promise I will, and I'll give you a report.
Oh, no. I was just gonna give you some more information.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's all. Oh, he's got, I think, total rushing yards, 640-something. Passing yards is like 2,000 and something. For his last year in high school.
So he's built a little like Lenora Sellers.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And they're saying that he's going to be the second string quarterback next year.
Well, I mean, that's a big jump. You're talking about with Sellers returning?
All it said was he would be the second string quarterback next year, most likely.
Okay.
On what I read about him, but I think he's going to be an interesting cat when he gets down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. No question. No question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look trying to look up some film as we speak, but it's not going that well.
Oh, that's fine, Walt, man. You know. I just, like I said, I wanted to call in with a little more information about him today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Butch. I appreciate it. And I'll watch his film and get back with you.
One more for you, Walt. You don't think Kiffin called and said, Daddy, I need out of this contract?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think Kiffin is pretty set. I mean, the world already hates him. I don't think he needs any more hate.
I wouldn't put it past him, Walt. That's just what kind of character
right.
he
yeah,
is.
You might be right. You might be right.
I'm telling you, I don't think Dabo's going to Bama.
Well, I mean, again, that job is not open as of now. So, you know, until we see what happens with that job and see where that job opens, you know, there's nothing to discuss at this point.
Well, I got one more. I'm sorry. I have asked this question two different times on two different shows this morning, and I'll ask you too. Do you think with the Michigan job coming open, that it's going to open doors for other head coaches and cause a little jostling a little later on as this crap unfolds? And I'll take it off.
Yeah, thank you, Butch. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think most of the people who re-upped where they are and enhanced their situation are probably going to stay there with what they did. So, you know, in other words, the Penn State enhancements, I would imagine most of those people would stay put. I don't think it would look very good for them if they were to have a change of heart, but you never know. You never know. Some people don't mind being perceived as evil. Lane Kiffin is one of them. I'll watch more of his film, Butch, and I will get back to you on it. I'm watching a little bit of it right now. He obviously has a very live arm, big arm. He's athletic. Again, he's a little Lenora Sellers like. I'm going to have to watch more of it, though. I'm going to have to watch more of it, and I will. Let me get back to this college football playoff field, and Todd Neese will get to you in a second. On the Ohio State front, you know, just remember this. As we approach a new playoff field and in whatever's going to happen, let's recall where we were a year ago, all right? And where we were was Ohio State was on the verge of firing Ryan Day. I don't think people remember this that vividly because of the way it ended. But Ohio State was on the verge of firing Ryan Day. There was enormous pressure to fire Ryan Day. How much pressure? So this much pressure. When Ohio State played Tennessee, the expectation, Herb Street voiced, others voiced, was that Tennessee was going to have the majority of the crowd at Ohio State. The majority of the crowd. The Ohio State people were royally pissed. They did not like losing to Michigan. They hated it. They wanted Day gone. They did not believe in Ohio State at all. They did not support them at all. And in the Ohio State-Tennessee game, the round one 9-8 game, which Ohio State wound up winning 42-17, okay, Tennessee might not have had over 50% of the crowd, but it sure seemed like they had 50% of it. It was a very, very divided crowd. Very disillusioned Vol crowd later that had to go home with their tails between their legs when Ohio State kicked that A. But the reality was there was immense pressure on Ryan Day. Immense pressure. And no one believed in Ohio State. When I say no one, I mean their own fans. They did not show up. They let Tennessee engage in a hostile takeover of their own stadium. It was astonishing to see. That's where we were a year ago. People forget all that. They forget all that. We had seen the talent that Ohio State had when they played Oregon the first time, but the reality was that no one believed in it at this point. It was another loss to Michigan. It's another fail, and they wanted Ryan Day gone, and they voiced their displeasure by not showing up for the round one playoff game. And it really was a Tennessee hostile takeover, at least until Ohio State, again, started kicking their butt. Once Ohio State won that game 42-17, everything changed. Everything changed for the Buckeyes. They suddenly went from Ryan Day is going to be fired to all of a sudden the Buckeye Nation was reengaged and re-alerted to the possibility that this team had enough talent to win the whole thing. Because they always had the talent. The question was, could they capitalize on it? And that was the big issue. But that's where we were 1 year ago. You know, all these guys getting fired now and changing jobs. A year ago, it was to fire Ryan Day. And there was zero support for the Buckeye program in the round one game against Tennessee. Again, the Buckeyes entered this thing as an 8 seed. An 8 seed. Keep that in mind. The first 12-team playoff winner was an 8 seed. So when we talk about certainties, there were no certainties last year. And I got a newsflash for you. When this show starts at 5 o'clock, there are far less certainties this year. A little advice to everybody, including myself, don't speak in definitives. Because I don't think there are any definitives this year. And I'm not sure when definitives are going to be a part of college football again. I've been thinking about that. I mean, you know, before the year, I had some things very wrong. The same things that most people had very wrong. I had some things pretty right, too, but not enough of them. Like Texas Tech, like Texas A&M, Miami. Those are things I had right. Joe in Virginia, and then Todd and Easley. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going? You know, I agree with that. I picked Indiana to win it all, but if you look at it as far as statistical profile, Oregon and Texas Tech are some of the best teams, you know.
Well, and again, last year, when we felt there was more certainty last year than there is this year, the eighth seed, whose own fans hated them, won the national championship.
I don't know who the eighth seed is now, but I don't know. Part of me thinks that's not going to happen this year. But, you know, I just had to say one thing, and I'll make it really quick and get off here. I keep seeing a lot of this sympathy for Sherrone Moore. I have no sympathy for the man. You made your bed, you slept in it, and then you basically potentially did a bunch of criminal acts. We need to stop the sympathy business. I've seen too much of that.
What's the sympathy for? I mean,
people online, it's ridiculous.
He was arrested, correct? I mean, this is the thing. Yeah. You know, before I ever knew some of the alleged details of what he's done, and I can't be certain of any of that. It's all internet reporting. I don't know what's true and what's not. But before I ever read any of that, it was obvious to me that cheating with an assistant does not bring the police. You know, that there's no law broken in cheating with an assistant. That goes on every single day in this world. I'm not saying it's right, but it goes on every single day. We were talking about multiple police departments involved with this guy. So I knew there was something else right away. I knew there was something else. Clearly, dude had done more than just the horizontal limbo with this woman.
Apparently, he was being investigated prior. So, you know, I don't like any of that. And the other thing is like Michigan needs to clean house. They need to fire the AD. They need to fire everybody in the department and just clean house.
Yeah.
Get somebody with an ounce of character. And, you know, we'll see if that happens, Walt. But I'm done with Michigan. They need to
Do they care, Joe? You know?
I don't think they really care. Right. I don't think they really care. It's win at all costs. I mean, you know, it's kind of like Kirby Smart.
Well, you know, in a way, isn't that sort of the nature of most of college football right now? Isn't that where we are?
Well, I mean, don't you think it's going to come around where people are going to have to pay for this? I mean, you think Michigan's going to be looking good in the next 2 years? This looks awful.
Yeah. Again, if they hire, I don't know, just pick one. If they hire Kalen DeBoer and they win a national championship, they won't care how it looks, nor will they care whether Sherrone Moore is serving 10 to 20.
I think he's a little overrated personally, but appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Sherrone Moore's a little overrated or DeBoer? Yeah. Well, again, I think DeBoer's a little overrated too, if that's what we're talking about. Yeah, I don't think he's. I think we've already learned he's not the genius that people think. I mean, people wanted to fire Brent Venables. They wanted to fire Venables at the end of last year through much of this year. That's all I heard. We're going to fire Brent Venables. Well, and the DeBoer is, you know, the boy wonder. He's a friggin' genius. Well, Venables is 2-0 against Wonder DeBoer. Quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.0.